I've been in teams where we struggle, but you still went out there and you played hard and, you know, you played together. You know, I think you have to do things differently in order to stop, you know, things like this. And I'm talking about us as a team, you know. We just got to recognize what's beating us and you know, realize that in a game, especially because, you know, it can be contagious, you know, and then it's not, you can't point a finger at one guy, you know, it's everybody as a team. You know, one guy does it, the next guy does it, it becomes contagious. And, you know, once you start making team plays, that also becomes contagious and everybody start doing it. So we got to think, you know, whenever you lose or, you know, whenever you have a tough game as a team, you got to be a man enough to point the finger at yourself before anybody. You know, and, you know, games like this, you know, no matter what the situation is, as a vet and a guy who's been in the league for a long time, I'm okay with saying, you know, it's my fault. I had better days. But each individual, we gotta realize what can we do better for the team. Because, you know, winning is better than anything else. And this is not an individual contest. It's a team game. And, you know, this is the best league in the world. If you're not going to be a team, you're going to lose. And, you know, that's been shown.
Offensively or defensively, Luol, is there the bigger problem? Where do you think it is?
It's always defensively. I think when guys play, you know, great defense, offense follows. I never heard of, you know, great offense and guys play defense. You know, if guys are making shots, they relax and think they're just going to keep making shots. So it always starts with defense. I think guys trusting each other on defense leads to guys trusting each other on offense. But we got to understand, for us to win, we got to use everybody's strength. You know, and I really think our bigs, we got to get them involved more. I really, you know, they guys play with a lot of energy. They're always helping out and, you know, on defense, they're showing, you know. And I think offensively we could do a better job of getting them more involved, and I think we will, you know. So it's all about everybody really doing something to better the team, you know, whether you're used to it or not. It's got to be the nature of the direction that we want to go to. You know, willing to give up yourself a little bit for the team.
You've been around for a while. You've played for some different coaches. We asked Kyrie if he thought the guys had tuned Mike out. He said no. Do you agree with him? Do you think Mike's still getting through to the players?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here 8 games, and, you know, Mike has been it's a tough group. You know, you have a young group, and you have, you know, guys that a lot of times you want guys in the locker room that, you know, are used to winning. I'm not saying guys here are not, but, you know, a lot of guys here won in college. You know, it's different in the NBA. College season would be over now, you know, so it's totally different. And the toughest thing is when you start off and you're losing, it's really easy for everybody mentally to kind of relax a little bit, because, you know, it kind of beats you up, not only physically, but mentally. You know, a game like tonight, it will affect a lot of guys going back home. And, you know, you got to understand there's about 30-something more games to go, you know. But to answer your question, I don't think so. You know, it's really us guys in the locker room getting together and figuring out, you know, whether we need to sit down together or whatever it is, and really ask ourselves, are we playing the game to win? You know, that's really the number one question. Are we really all locked in together to win the game? So,
last thing, mentally, physically, is this team tough enough in both of those areas, mentally and physically, compared to other teams you've
played?
Yeah,
well, it never happens overnight. You know, it never happens overnight. I think it takes time to get there. You know, I really think that guys want to win. It's a different thing if I came in and I said, you know, these guys don't care about winning. You know, that would be a totally different story. I really believe these guys want to win. It's all about doing it for a certain amount of time to really believe in it. You know, I thought on the road trip, coming in, we had games even in Portland, you know, where we played well together. We lost the game, but those are games that, you know, you lose a game like that, you should be happy, you know, and proud of your teammates for competing. And I think after a while, when you keep doing that, it becomes a nature. And since we've been home, I feel like, especially when you're a young team, you can relax. you know, because you think your home, your crowd is going to get you into it. You're in your comfort zone. You're sleeping in your bed. We really, even the Milwaukee game, we won, but we didn't have an edge. And right now we're missing that, you know, competitive edge.